You're going to love this.
Hi, Mike. Mike, thank you so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. And of course, Lulu wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions you have. And then since it's a young company, she did want me to apply that new in business rate, make it even more affordable for you. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far? Of course.
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good, yeah.
Good. Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, Mike, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that does. Yeah, of course. I mean, it's where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't know who to call. And your customers will be the same, and they don't have to know the name of your business. In fact, they're going on Google or on Bing. They're on their smartphone or their computer. They're looking for someone to call. They're typing in custom stone countertops or any of the services that and keywords related to the services that you want to be found for. We'll make sure that your business is one of those options. Now, of course, you use Google. You know you won't be the only company that pops up when someone does that search. And, of course, not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call you. But that's a good thing. We're going to build a website for you. So we'll talk about your company. We'll showcase before and after photos of your work. The people that decide to call you, they have the opportunity to make a conscious and informed and educated choice to reach out to you. Yeah. By the time they start dialing your number, it's because they want to work with you. So it's a very high conversion rate. Google, Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, there's going to be Facebook and Facebook paid ads, so we can target really anywhere you want to go. Lulu says you'll travel for the right job, so we can target specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, specific neighborhoods even for both residential and commercial clients. Now, you qualify for reduced pricing because you're a younger business, and although it is a reduced rate, kind of a promotional rate for a young company, it's not an introductory rate. So it is a month-to-month service. There's no contract. As long as you keep the service, though, the reduced rate will stay with you. It's not going to balloon up later on. That reduced rate with a website included is $299 a month. That $299 would be the exact amount. There's $100 of Facebook ads in there as well. That's all included. Okay. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, like I said, the website, not just the initial construction of the site, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website is also included at no additional cost. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that it is a month-to-month service with the calls coming directly to you, Mike, is that something you might want for Stone Corps?
Yeah, no, it sounds really good. I mean, I definitely need to get it, you know, up and going. I'd like to start, you know, I just signed on with Angie's List, so that I can start trying to create more.
You're looking for more work. You want to get jobs coming in. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds good. I'm not against it at all.
Of course.
So the bottom line, it's $299 a month, and then hopefully, you know, at least once a month, you're creating something from it.
You know, it's our job to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, to be quite honest with you, that $299 will not cover our cost in the first month. I mean, there's $100 of Facebook ads. The website by itself is a standalone product that we do often, you know, offer some clients for $399 by itself. So what we're doing here is trying to make it affordable for you. One reason is I saw that Angie's. In fact, Lulu attached it here. I think she found it when she was looking for a website. Angie Leads, your home advisor powered by Angie. We do know that that's, you know, it's a lead-based service. So you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. So, you know, what this is going to do, it's going to put the power of Google to work directly for you. The calls, of course, coming straight to you. I want to make it affordable for you. And, in fact, you know, like I said, it's that flat rate. The website's going to be included. The one thing that I can also do kind of in combination of you being a young company and also, where is that promo code? there's a promo code in our system, and it's not specifically for Angie's. Oh, there it is. It's not specifically for Angie's, but it's for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. And it does allow me to adjust the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. It is Friday. My supervisor's in a pretty good mood. I usually might reduce the setup fee by 30%, 50%. I want to go ahead and waive the setup fee altogether just to make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. Keep in mind you're going to use, I hope, but you'll have access to a tracking system, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. You can see exactly how much work you're getting. You can see where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases, how many times you're popping up for each individual search. You'll always know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, of course, Mike, most of the time you simply get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Your customers, residential and commercial clients, will be calling you directly. Now, there's also a contact form on the website, so people can fill that out, tell you where they're located, what they're hoping to have done, when they might want you to come out, etc. When they fill out that form, Mike, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
I guess, you know, it sounds really good. Definitely interested. If I'm falling behind, say, I haven't made anything in a few months, business is slow, and there's nothing in the bank, and I needed to cancel, how would you do that?
Okay, so it is a month-to-month service, okay? It's offered completely at will, no contract. So you can certainly stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, and that does happen too, you can pause the service. If you need to go on vacation, you can pause the service. The service can be paused seasonally if necessary. Now, April 17th, and it's coming up pretty quick, will be my 11-year anniversary with this company. A long time ago, I actually did some time in client support. So I do know that if, let's say, and today's date is the 2nd, it would bill on the 2nd moving forward. Let's say in 3 months, the 2nd is coming up. You know you're not going to be able to make that payment. You can give us a call. We can maybe give you a service credit or an extension. We do want to work with you, and of course, it's our job, though, to keep your phone ringing and send you the jobs, and it's a service that will pay for itself. I also know that if you're unable to make that payment, it falls into a grace period of 25 days. So you have 25 days after a missed payment that your account stays active. We will, of course, reach out to you during that time and see if we can keep the account active. But, you know, we certainly are on your side. You know, we've been doing this since 2004. Like I said, I've been doing this for a long time. And the Angie's, it's not going to conflict with being on the first page. Although what I would tell you is what a lot of my clients tell me, the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it's Angie's or something like Thumbtack, Networks, Crackjack. Right. Most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners, Mike, prefer to get calls directly to them. So once we get your phone ringing, you'll probably do what a lot of my clients do, which is to scale back on the leads. You can keep them paused more often. Some of my clients.
I would like to have both for a while hey, this is getting out of hand, and that would be a good thing.
Exactly.
And that would scale back on me, for sure.
And it is just another way to get more business. Of course, like I said, there's no conflict.
Yeah.
Their job is to send you leads. Our job is to get your phone ringing. The two of them do work quite well together. But, once we get your phone ringing, you can scale back on those leads. Of course, 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the businesses that are listed on that first page of Google. And that's where Angie's is going to get a lot of the leads they send your way. Back when they were called Home Advisor, and even now, they are one of Google's biggest customers. They spend, on average, between $2 and $3 million every single month on paid Google ads. That does, though, cover the entire country, of course, and it covers all the industries that they generate leads for. But, of course, they're able to do that because they make the money back. You know, they capture the lead, right. They sell that lead to you and a couple of your competitors. But what this will do, it's going to put the power of Google to work directly for you with that .com website that people will see. Now, Mike, when we get your phone ringing, is this the number you want your customers to call? Is this the business number, 208-571-7707?
I mean, it is for now. If we start getting busy, it probably won't be. I'll probably hire on somebody to start the initial contact so that I can focus more on other things. But so that one might change. But at this time,
for now, that's the number that we'll use. And like I said, not only is the initial construction of the site and the content, all included, any additional updates, new phone numbers, if you want to add services, offer a holiday special or anything like that, any content can be updated later on down the road. So just let us know if and when
that
phone number changes.
Do I call you?
I'm your account lead. You can call me, or anyone in client support can handle that too. You can also make those types of changes. Of course, we would want to confirm and update things. But one of the things that a lot of our clients, I wouldn't say everyone, but a lot of our clients do like the fact that they can make changes to their website on their own, not only uploading content and videos and things like that, but actually make physical changes to the site. A lot of our clients do just want us to get their phone ringing, take care of everything, and of course you'll have that option too. We'll make any and all changes to your website and updates at no additional cost. Just give us a call or send us an email. Let us know what you'd like. I did want to ask you, because the Angie's has a physical address, the 4755 Spees Road, but I mean, is that your residence?
Yeah, that's the only address I've got at the moment,
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I mean, I just wanted to confirm.
I'm working out of a trailer, and
Exactly.
Fabrication, so.
Oh, you do? Okay, gotcha. So you can definitely handle more jobs, and that's going to be great, because it is going to get you
because I outsource it to a big producing company locally here. And I've worked with that company for 10 years, so we're all family and friends, and
Nice. Got a solid working relationship, and I think that this is going to be perfect for you. The reason I ask about the address, and of course, Google expects you to kind of work out of your trailer, out of your home. You go out to the customer, residential or commercial, that business or residence, they don't expect you to maintain a storefront where customers would go. In fact, even if you had a shop where you did, or keep your equipment, or a office where you did your paperwork. Yeah. If customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you won't see that physical street address listed by your business name. No one will. But of course, Google does want to make sure that you're an active business in the local area, that you would provide that service when someone does call you. Now, like I said, most of the time you do just get phone calls directly to you, but when someone fills out the contact form on your website, you get text messages and emails. Mike, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. What is a good email address, either for you personally or for the business itself?
Okay, for me personally, it would be my first initials, MJS, and then hunter88@gmail.com.
Okay, so definitely a personal email address. We wouldn't need to list that anywhere on the website. It would, though, be attached to the contact form. So when people fill that out, that's where you'll get those emails. You'll also get a text to this phone number. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually just for longer pieces of information and something that you want for your records, unless that's your preferred method of contact. A lot of the time, so we'll just send a text message or an email, or a phone call or a text message. Mike, did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All those, phone, text, email, those are all great.
Perfect, There will be a little bit of...
Business email would be a different email.
Okay, gotcha. And what is the business email?
It's Stone Corps, so the name of the job, Stone Corps, with an S, kind of like the Marine Corps.
Right.
Stone Corps 1811.
1811. Okay. I have Stone Corps 1811? 1811?
Sorry, no, it's 1181. Sorry.
It's okay. 1181. So Stone Corps 1181. 1181.
Yeah.
And that was at Gmail, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And then on Angie's, it's listed Stone Corps Inc. Did you want the INC as part of the branding of the business on your website, on the directories and the,
I am an Inc. Yeah, I am a corporation, you know. I filed under a corporation, and then I'm going to file again to make it an S corporation. But yeah, it's an Inc.
Okay,
perfect. It's not an LLC technically.
Gotcha. Yeah, and then Lulu did not get your last name.
Strobel is my last name. S T R O E as in Everett, B as in boy, E L.
Strobel. S T R O E B E L.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then, Mr. Strobel, if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point I would do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's where we kind of talk to you in depth about your services, keywords you want to be listed for, hours of operation you want to be found for, of course, your service area, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, what's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So we do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. Okay. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I would do, and it's required of us, as we're Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that I'm actually waiving the setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, of course, and including that website at no additional cost. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, Mike, pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay, Mr. Strobel, give me just a quick second here to get that set up.
Okay, let me put you on hold for a quick moment, okay, while you do that.
Sure, no problem.
Okay. Okay, sorry, I'm back.
Okay, not a problem. I do have that voice verification pulled up. Like I said, it's recorded,
yes.
but feel free to stop me if you've got a question. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Strobel, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Mike, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Yeah, Stone Corpse Inc.
Okay, I got it with the ink on there. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mike, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Michael Strobel, owner.
Okay. And, Michael, as the owner of Stone Corpse Inc., you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Mike, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Strobel, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Since it is our job, Mike, to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you, for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Strobel, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mike, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, we are already aware of the Angie leads. There is no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or even more important, right down to the ink, is that we'll make sure that all of your business online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mike, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is always accurate. Mr. Strobel, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We'll be doing what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since you go out to the customer. No one comes to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, waiving the setup fee even, the website included, and of course with it being a month-to-month service, Mike, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 2nd of February, in the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. And Mike, that $299, once again, is a fixed flat rate. It will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included, and in this case, I was also able to include a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website is included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the second of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which again means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service for any reason. If you get more work than you can take on, want to go on vacation, pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mike, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month of service is that you would contact our support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Strobel, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mike, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Strobel, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Mike, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Is it Mike or Michael? Any middle initial?
Michael J. Strobel.
And that's M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Correct.
Okay, and you said the middle initial of J on there as well. And then you said it was a Visa card. Mike, that should start with the 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Yep. 4259-0760-0191-3888.
Okay. The expiration month and year?
27.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
5/27.
5/27. So I've got
yep.
May or 05 of 2027, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
278.
278. So I've got 278, 278 on the back. Again, 5 of 27 for the expiration date. The card itself, was it 4259-0760-0191-3888?
Yes.
And that bills at the home address, the 4755 Spies Road, 83619?
Yes.
Okay. So, Mike, in just about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Mike, it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's Mountain Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that day or the following business day if it's after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link via direct text message. And then when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The soonest I could do would be 11 o'clock, but there's also a 12, and then later on this afternoon, there's 2, 3, and 4 o'clock. Did you want something kind of mid-morning or afternoon, late in the day?
Let's do the 4 o'clock. I got a busy day today.
No problem. So we'll do 4. It'll be scheduled from 4 o'clock until 5 o'clock. It's a one-hour window. The call, though, takes about half that time. Usually it'll get to you right at or very near the top of the hour. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on the beginning part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your technician answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I might already be on a call. I don't know if it's going to be 4, 4:05. But if I am already on a call, they'll reach out to you on their own. They'll do a really good job of taking care of you. They'll have the file. Just in case I'm not on that call, or, well, I guess even if I am, I did want to set up a little bit of added security on your account here. This is for your protection, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with StoneCorp Inc., even if it's you, Mike, and we recognize your voice, most likely we might ask you for that answer. This is important. Anyone who calls you moving forward, if they identify themselves as either Google or Local Splash, they'll need to know both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within 30 seconds, just politely let them go. If they're asking you for money, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification, it's attached to your account as an added form of protection for you, and it's clear. It'll bill once a month on the second for $2.99, never a penny more. So I just want to make sure that that we've got that on file here. The options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you're born in? And then what is the answer?
Ontario, Oregon.
Ontario. I have to type it in twice. All right, Ontario. All right, and then did you happen to receive either the automated text message or the email that our system should have sent out? So luckily it's just the one that we want you to see right now. Sometimes it piggybacks the welcome email right away, but the one that you have so far in that welcome email will be delivered shortly. But the one that you've got is the one that we want you to see right now. It's Local Splash initial invoice. If you open that up, it should say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on it, it goes to the terms of experience, beginning with the services that we'll be providing on the left-hand side, starting with Google Business Profile. Are you able to see that?
Yep.
Okay. So I don't want to walk you through everything here. I know your time is valuable. Google, though, will be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But that's about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google. Most of them are searching on their smartphone. So we will mirror the content on Bing so you can get those phone calls and opportunities as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook. It's everything that Google wants to see. The website is included, as well as the Facebook ads, etc. There's a line that goes across. You can see your mobile number populating below it and a couple of boxes just below that. We do want you to click on both of those boxes. One is to agree to receive SMS messages or text messages through the computer. The other one is to certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, we want you to click on that box as well. Mike, there's a longer box below that with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would either click there and copy and paste your name as it appears or type it in. If you're typing it in, it's case sensitive. So the M, J, and S are all capitalized. There is not a period after the J. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after your name. But once you've got it as it appears there, just click the confirm signature box to the right of it. Mr. Strobel, that does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, reduced the cost, fixed the rate, included the website. It will allow us also to release the Google PIN card to make sure that you're an active business in the local area. We are also going to be able to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process, and you'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. That's actually the login for your tracking system, so you can stop right there. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at this point. We do have to do the client interview first before we can do something to track. That client interview is scheduled at 4 o'clock, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So we'll do that client interview at 4 o'clock. Like I said, if I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well. Let me see if the system caught up. So the system did catch up. It did send the welcome email. The other thing that it sent out was the action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. If you can click on that one, I just want to talk about it just a little bit. So Google has recently made the process of getting PIN verified, and by recently I mean about 4 months ago, but they made the process of getting PIN verified a little bit more comprehensive, and that's really by design. It's to make sure that all businesses on that first page are indeed active businesses that would pick up the phone and provide that service. So anything that you can provide there, doesn't have to be everything, but if you can send us any pictures of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, any business card if you have one. Obviously, there's no physical workspace, so maybe where you park the vehicle when you're not using it for work, or even just a close-up of the tools inside the work vehicle, that is usually enough for that one. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. So if you can send us that information, that certainly helps us to expedite the process. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email for that follow-up call at 4 o'clock. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. And then it actually does have your username. I can give you the username, but the password will be assigned once your tracking system is active. So in a day or so, certainly by early next week, you'll get by email and text message the username I'm going to give you now and the default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never change it, and that's fine too. The username cannot be changed. Luckily, though, it's easy to remember. It's your phone number, the one we're speaking on. Area code is included, but just numbers. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, your username is 208-571-7707. In any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please include either your phone number or your username. They are the same thing. That does, though, help us to access the information quickly, forward it out to the right department. Anything and everything, Mike, can be sent to that support email. If you like, you can email the photos team directly, and we'll give you that information in the client interview, but it is just photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com. Other than that, you are all set and squared away. You'll also receive a reminder email at 3 o'clock, so an hour prior to that scheduled call. You'll receive through our automated system a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 4.
Okay. And what was the password?
So the password has not been generated yet. Like I said,
you don't
have to go that next step to try to log in. It's just our automated system thinking that you're trying to access your tracking system. It's from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. But once your tracking system is active, you'll get by text and email your username that I've already given you and that default password.
Okay, perfect.
All right. So you're all set.
And then you want me to start. You want me to start sending confirmation photos.
Yeah. If you can start on that, and also any photos that you want on the website. And keep in mind, of course, that we can always update photos and add additional content down the road at no additional cost.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Pleasure speaking with you. Oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you: you prefer Mike, right? Not Michael, or does it matter?
Oh, don't matter. Mike, Michael, Mikey.
All right, gotcha. No problem. All right, Mike. Well, I appreciate you. Real pleasure speaking with you. I do hope that I am available towards the end of the day to speak with you briefly again. But if not, you have a wonderful rest of the day and enjoy the weekend.
You too, Gordon. Take care.
Thank you, Mr. Strubble. Have a good one. Bye now.
Bye.